Matt Johnson back with more of the pregame show as the Yellow Jackets taking on Northland College for the second time here in the 2019-20 campaign. And I'm now joined by Yellow Jacket head coach Zach Otto Fisher. And coach, game against Crown was a little bit of a different look for you guys in terms of how you approached it. This is the first time I've seen you actually do full five-player substitutions in a while. And I can't say I disagree with it. I think it's a good way to get younger players some playing time, but it kind of made the game a little bit different in terms of atmosphere. I mean, it kind of did feel like even though the game ended up being a seven-point game, you guys were never really threatened in the game. But you got a lot of players in, got a lot of players some action, and got some contributions from players that haven't necessarily always stepped up and you know done a lot of things for you in the past. So pretty good overall performance, I would say, against Crown.
You know, I think the whole thing was pretty good performance till the final 2 minutes. I mean, as a coach, you put in your you know reserves there at the end and have a 17-point lead with 2 minutes to go, and you let them go on a 10-0 run. You're never happy about that. But it was one of those games, yeah, we felt like we were in control and never going to, you know, let the game slip away. We're at that point where you're starting to play teams now that second time, and you have to adjust your game. And I think we've had injuries galore all year, and we're trying to figure out still who can go where and try to fix those pieces. So I think, you know, we ran a lot more zone, too, in that game. You did the five-in, five-out, you know, kind of hockey line, you know, line change there, just trying to get something sparked. We had practiced it the, you know, 2 days before, saying, all right, we're going to sub you guys in, you're going to run this press, and then next group's going to go in and you're going to try to run this defense. So it's just on our end trying to change things up, and you get to that point too, it's been a long January, you want to keep it, you know, fun and energetic and get everybody in there. So like you said, everybody contributed in some way or the other. I think, you know, obviously everybody looks and sees that Emily and Ellie had great games, and they did, they had huge games for them, and the other girls, you know, just, you know, they're going to have their time, and that was an opportunity for them to get those minutes and, you know, prove that they should be getting more minutes as we move forward in the second half.
It was especially impressive to see what Emily and Ellie were able to do offensively, considering that Crown really did try to take away Eva Reinertsen. You know, Eva had one of her lower scoring games of the year. I don't think she had like 6 points in the game total. But 25 points for Emily, especially after coming off of a tough shooting night against Northwestern the game before. And then Ellie Lidstrom knocking down some jump shots. I mean, she was 17, 18 feet. She made three or four of them out there. And that must have been really refreshing to see, especially as, you know, teams are going to start trying to take away Eve a little bit more now the second time you see him. Maybe take away Emily a little bit more, that Ellie can knock down that jump shot from the outside.
Yeah, it was great to see. I think that's second time or third time this year she's been in double-digit scoring, and she just looks smooth. I mean, when Ellie's hitting those 14-footers, you know, it makes it easier for everybody else, and I hope, you know, she continues that. She can. She's probably one of the best spot-up shooters that we have on the team, and for her to just kind of feel it and go through it, I think at one point she was 5-for-5, didn't miss there, and then finally maybe missed one of them, got back at it. I mean, as a coach, when she hits a three, you're like, all right, Ellie's feeling it today, because she's not a bit, you know, I think she's taken 7 or 8 threes on the year, so she was feeling it. Obviously, Carpenter to hit 7 of them, you know, I joked with her that we tried to set her up to try to get 8, and so I think at one point she was 7-for-10, and you know, then, you know, I threw 3 more plays for her to try to get that 8th bucket. I think it would have been cool for her, but you know, she had a great night. And like I said, when Eva had 6 points, I don't think Marissa Ruiz had like maybe 8 or 9 points, and so when you're not getting the contributions from them, other girls have to step up. But that's been all year where we've had other girls step up, you know, 2, 3, 4 girls be able to do double digit scoring, and we're going to need that here down the final stretch.
You talked about the fact that you guys have been a little bit banged up, especially in the post. You had 2 post players that are out currently anyway, heading into this game tonight. So players have had to be shuffled around a little bit, and I know you've had to adjust your numbers a little bit, and it's forced some of the freshmen to really play a lot more minutes. You talked about Maddie Sanders earlier in the year, but Kaylin Christian also had a pretty solid game for you, 6 points, 4 rebounds. Must have been nice to see her come in and get some quality minutes as well, considering that you're having to move players around right now due to the injury problems.
Yeah, I think Kaylin did play a great game. Like I said, she did a little bit of everything. Her defense it's always going to be there. She plays, you know, tough nose kind of defense and gets tips and deflections. But I think for us offensively, she started the year, you know, we've had that conversation. Hey, you're 0-for-10 from 3-point line. Change your game. And now I think in that game, she hit maybe 1 3, but yeah. Then she got to the free throw line once. And then she also, you know, did a little stop and pop there as well. So, I mean, she played her game and is adjusting to see how she can contribute and get, you know, positive points for us. And the rebounds are obviously helpful. And, you know, Maddie Sanders, same thing. I think she went in, maybe had 4 or 5 rebounds, especially on the offensive end. I know she was crashing hard. And you give credit to the freshmen that it's kind of a weird year, and we've thrown a lot of players around, even like Michaela Quivisto, you know, sophomore, throwing her down low, saying, hey, we're going to need you to step up here. And then we're asking another player to move. You know, earlier in the year, we had Emily move from a 1 to 2, you know, when Marissa was out. So the girls are doing a good job of that. With it kind of comes, you know, you're going to get stagnant a little bit in your offense because new players and new positions. But no, overall, I think they're all kind of stepping up and showing their worth.
And now turning this game tonight against a Northland club that you've seen already once before this year, beating by 13 there, it was kind of a slugfest of a game. 46 fouls, and there were like 64 or 65 free throws taken in the game. A lot of whistles, especially in the second half. Very physical game the first time you played them. They're a team that is a little bit physical. They tend to play very hard. They're very intense, and they usually run a lot of numbers in and out. What else are you expecting from the Lumberjills here tonight?
I mean, I think you gave the scouting report right there. That's what it's going to be, and it's just going to be, you know, we talked about it, is keep our composure. We get to set the tempo on the offensive end, and on defense, we get to decide, how much we want to let them play and how much we want to let them in the lane. And so it's got to be our tempo, and we've got to control it. But, yeah, we know it's going to be physical, and obviously we prepared for that, you know, the last couple of practices getting ready for it. But like you said, he's going to coach them hard, and they're going to play tough, and we just got to respond.
All right, Coach. Well, thanks for your time, and good luck tonight against the Lumberjills.
Thanks, Matt.
That was Yellow Jacket head coach Zach Otto Fisher. I'll be right back with the starting lineups and the opening tip of this UMAC conference contest between the Yellow Jackets and Northland College right after this. This is Yellow Jacket Women's Basketball on 91.3 FM, KUBD West Superior.